Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Our goal is to win, for Christ's sakes. And you keep talking about the CBT, you keep talking about prospects and your long-term goal. Like, you just basically told us we ain't good enough, we suck, you let us down.
Angry Lou, Angry Lou.
A hole the size of I don't even know what in that bullpen. Keep playing like dog.
Great call by manager Lou.
Go get me a goddamn first baseman. That's what I want. I don't want an outfielder DH. I need a first baseman.
Okay, Lou, I'll ask you something.
What? How do you go into the season without a closer? How do you not address the closer situation?
Lou, what's up, dog?
Good, how are you doing? Good.
Well, it's always great to have you here, Lou.
Gresham Fourier, final 2 hours of the week for us. The parade still going on. The rolling rally still going on. God, I don't want to keep making fun of Steve Burton, but
it's his thing.
Well, they David Wade threw the basketball to Kristaps Porzingis. And by the way, it looked like Zinger's hand was so big that he just stuck it out and, thunk, and it just went to him like it was Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then turn around and the ball's coming back. And Burton jumped in and stole it like a guy stealing a ball from a kid at a Little League game.
Yeah, this is my thing. This is what I do. Get out of the way.
And there's Scow holding up a trophy. What are we doing here?
Everybody's part. Everybody.
Is that the deal? Is that the deal?
That's the only one, though.
I never saw Gil Santos holding a trophy on a freaking duck boat.
That's a good point, too.
Where's
but he was
Sean
a player.
Grandy?
He was a player, though.
What,
he was a player.
Grandy and Max, those guys get on there as well? They're only with the team all the time.
I did not see those guys. But there is a veteran boat, I think, for parades. I do think there's like a washed-up boat, you want to call
a
it?
A washed-up boat.
Used to be kind of important in my day.
Oh.
Not so much anymore.
No, well, I mean, I'm sure that with that big dump truck that they're using, Monica Tibbetts Nutt will be ready to write the ticket herself to the Celtics organization for all this possible pollution as well.
Oh, look at Steve. So proud of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. You guys see that arm?
I stole that ball from a news anchor. Look at me. So this thing is heading towards the end and kind of wrapping up a little bit. We're waiting for our buddy Lou to hop on. And it looks like this thing is getting to the point to where it's kind of wrapping up. So,
I don't like the way they did it.
What do you mean?
I don't like the way they did it.
You like the traditional one that you were a part of where you can make a fool of yourself.
Aren't most of them that way?
Kind of.
Yeah. So, I mean, oh, these guys know what they're doing, and they're such experts in having parades.
So was this just as simple as getting people in and out of the city on a very inefficient rail system, and that's a part of the reason why it kind of is what it is, and they shrunk it down, and let's not have a gathering place where, you know,
probably,
everybody would jam it up and go
probably
nuts? Maybe. I don't know.
Do you think people in Kansas City, Denver, any of these teams that have any of these places that have won championships,
that's a good question.
Everybody wants to hear the post parade speech. Nobody wants the tame version. You want the drunken, out of control, incoherent, you know, whatever it is. That's what you want. And the fact that I do like the fact that you give, an extra little, like, you know, it's like a little something for the effort. You know, we're going to go to the plaza. We're going to go a little nuts. Everyone's going to sing. Maybe we'll all have a theme song.
I wonder why. I didn't mind it at the beginning. The rolling rally does feel a little hollow. Maybe it's also because of some of the things that have happened at these parades. And an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, so to speak, that you're not having, you know, 1.5 million people just all in one spot to be able to hear everyone. Honestly, give one of them like a megaphone or a horn or something like that or whatever in the world it is. Like, there's got to be another way for them to be able to communicate with the fans if they wanted to and all that stuff. But that's here nor there because...
is Lou here?
Yeah, joining us
finally.
Now. Well, you know why he made us wait? Okay. Because you were being a dink to him.
Yeah. That's not why.
He knows
I love him.
We had some connection issues, but we're good now. What's up, boys?
Lou is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, where you can win free groceries in their Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Lou, did you hear Christian poking at you how you have not been a part of a parade before?
Why would you say that to him?
Because
that's
why I thought he had issues connecting. It's, oh, yeah, Fourier. Well, you know, just because you went out and verbally barfed all over yourself in 2004, and then you're needling Lou as well. I found that to be very mean to our friend Lou Maloney.
No, I've only covered one. That's about it. 2018. So no parades for me. No parades. But you never know. I mean, my career's over. But whatever.
You may be part of a team. If the Red Sox win a World Series again, I'm assuming you would be part of that celebration. Like, you would be Scal, who's on a duck boat right now.
Maybe.
Like, you would be part of that whole celebration.
Maybe, if I'm still doing them.
There is that. It might have to, It might have to be, hey, on Sunday night, we'll have Lou from his private island.
Listen, you're a little bit out of control. No more games for you.
But Lou,
yeah,
this team is riding a bit of a hot streak right now. 5 in a row. They swept Toronto 40-35.
Yeah.
Why the surge and the hot streak? Is there a common thread in this 5-game streak?
Yeah, they're swinging it. You know, runs. You know, I mean, when you score 6-7 runs a game like they have in the month of June, you're going to win a lot of baseball games. So, and the other thing, too, is when you score 7 or 8, you know, in a game and win a game, you hide a lot of the little mistakes that they make, you know, within a game. So if you're out there putting up a run, 2 or 3 runs and trying to win 3-1, 3-2, that big error kind of cost you, or the base running mistake may cost you. But when you're out here swinging it, putting up runs the way they are, and in Toronto it was power and speed, like 7-8 runs, you know, clean up a lot, and you win a lot of ball games when you do that.
Hey, Lou, who do you think's the fastest guy on that team? If it was Gonzalez, Duran, Hamilton, like, which one would win a 40-yard dash?
I think it'd still be Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah, and I think Hamilton would be and Duran will be right behind him, and Romy Gonzalez and Connor Wong and Abreu and Rafaela, like, those are like their go get them guys.
When you have a squad like this that can you know, run so fast and just is so athletic. Like, how much stress does that put on the pitcher, or does it put on the other guys that are actually fielding?
Everyone. You know, everyone. The fielders, the pitcher, the catcher. Like, it just does, you know. Like Hamilton hit a ground ball, I think it was to Vlad earlier, and in the game yelled up there, and it was like a step to his right, and you could see the panic. It was like, I have to catch this clean and hurry up and get to the base, and he bobbled it. And that was the play that Duran got thrown out trying to round third, but he bobbled it because he knew he had to get rid of it. As an infielder, I know I have to catch and release. You know, as an outfielder, when I go to cut this ball off, I better catch it clean. But if someone's taking an extra 90 feet, the catchers are worried about these guys stealing 9 bases on them and being like, you know, on national TV. The pitchers have to be aware of it. So it puts a lot of pressure on everybody and sometimes makes them make mistakes.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, Lou, we got a $10 shake in the Twitch chat. It says, it seems like they've tightened up the defense a bit earlier in the year, leading the league in unearned runs. Is the defense better, or are the pitchers being more efficient and, you know, it's less, you know, things they got to handle out there in the field? How do you see that?
No, I think the defense, they finally kind of just settled in. You know, there was a lot of chaos when Story went down. Hamilton came up. Game was kind of really sped up on him. He looks like a different player now, but when he first came up, he struggled in the infield. Reyes struggled in the infield. So it was, you know, you just had guys for like a week to 10 days. When you look at all the unearned runs they've given up, my guess is half of them happened almost in a 10-day period. So they've cleaned it up. You know, Hamilton at short, Valdez at second, is still like, you know they're not gold glovers. But they're starting to make the plays that, you know, they should. I'm just curious when, you know, Abreu comes back, I think we're going to see Rafaela at short a little bit more to get your outfielders in the game, and maybe Hamilton at second, where I think, you know, that might actually help him defensively as well.
We're talking to Lou Maloney. And Lou, is Jarren Duran an all-star?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that was a quick answer.
Well, it's not even close. I mean, it's not. It's like, you know, he's right now, there's three guys. There's no question. Soto, Judge, and Tucker. And you could argue about Kwan, even though he's missed a lot. But those are the top five, period, end of story. Like, there's nobody else that's worthy, that's better than Duran. You know, he's behind Varsho. He's the best defensive outfielder in the game. He is, like, in the 100th percentile in base running value, which basically means he's the best base runner in the game. So you put that up with leading in triples, extra base hits, he's up there, batting average hits, he plays every day. I mean, it's just not even...
Has he missed a game yet?
No, he started every game. Started, yeah. Too. Like, not one of these, like, yeah, he hasn't started and it came in, pinch ran,
yeah.
Or pinch hit. No, he has started, played 9 innings every single night. There's 5 all-star outfielders. Everybody else is having down years. J-Rod's a great player. He might get there by name, but that's it. Nobody else is worthy, in my opinion.
Do you think this is a... You think he's obviously ahead of schedule based on how well he's playing? I guess the idea of he's committed to playing every single day.
Yeah, I would say like it's year three for him, pretty much, right? Year one was, whoa, what is this? Year two was, okay, he can play a little bit. And now he sort of put it all together, confidence-wise, defensively, to go with everything. So I don't think he's ahead of schedule. I think most guys in this league take 3 years to find out kind of who they are. And some longer, some quicker, whatever. I'm not saying it's everybody, but I just feel like he's where he should be. He's an all-star.
Lou, as I know we start to creep towards the deadline, I'm very curious as to just how management's going to view this.
Yeah.
Did they get on a heater, therefore, you know, you're a couple games over and then you're not really going to react to it? You know, does management look at this and say, no, we've been playing with a bunch of guys that are injured, so that will be kind of our trade deadline acquisitions, or it's, hey, we got those guys coming back and let's go get something. Does the recent streak kind of force management to have to reassess, in your opinion?
Well, yeah, I think it will, because there's are we sellers or are we buyers? You know, I've heard some people like, oh, this team's great, you got to go all in at the deadline.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Like, you know, all in is trading away some serious prospects for a rental to go for the World Series. Like, that's not going to happen. And to be honest with you, that shouldn't happen. The real build of this team should happen in the offseason. Like, the stud pitcher, the big right-handed bat, whether it's trade, whatever it may be, that's going to happen in the offseason. But this deadline, you know, if it's going to be a rental, it's not going to cost much. You know, they're just not good. They're not going to do it. Then, to be honest with you, they shouldn't go all in. But if they have an opportunity to acquire a guy for a year and a half and make a big trade and get a guy for a year and a half or 2 years that's under control, I think you do something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a rental, it's going to be like a back end of the rotation guy in case, you know, Criswell or Crawford or one of these guys goes down to help.
Well, Lou, it's funny you say that, because I said to Christian the other day, if I'm Craig Breslow, I wonder if I can pull off something big at the deadline.
Yep.
To get me a piece now, knowing that I'm not going to win the whole damn thing, but the timing is right to make a move to get a piece for the future.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You know, like, you look at guys with year and a half or 2.5 years, it's a big, big deal. But you do it at the deadline as opposed to maybe doing it in the offseason. Or sometimes you investigate those trades at the deadline to kind of feel it out to make it in the offseason. So if they keep playing, they got to get help. You know, and this is, I've been down this road before at the deadline. You go out there in the offseason, you bring me Giolito and Criswell. Okay, well, if we go out here for 4 months and we elevate our game and we're playing and we're in a postseason run, you know, we're doing our job. Now it's your time to do yours. I need help. And it's not Luis Arias. You know what I mean? I need some arms. Like, go get me, and whether it's high quality, big trade, or just a rental, somebody that can go on the back end, fourth, fifth starter, maybe he gets in a hot streak in the last month or two, and it helps our depth in the pitching position.
You know, Lou, do we make too much of this, of the trade deadline? Because I'm trying to, I guess, find the most significant trade deadline acquisition over, the last 10 years. And I can't, the only guy that comes to mind is Schwarber, and even that was like a, oh, that was an adventure in itself, but it ended up paying dividends. But can you put a name to the most significant trade deadline acquisition of the Red Sox?
Well, of the Red Sox, I was going to say, like, Verlander, right, for the Astros. They picked him up, and it was like, good night, the year they won the World Series. But for the Red Sox, you know, and this is why I talk about the build comes in the offseason. You want to build a very good team that's contention. And even if you do, you still need help. They built a juggernaut in 2018. They don't win it unless they get Steve Pearce and Nate Eovaldi at the deadline. So as good as you build in the offseason, you got to build the team in the offseason to compete, to be a playoff team. Then you got 3 or 4 months to evaluate what your needs are. But if they didn't pick up Eovaldi and Pearce, as good as that team was, I don't think you win it.
Yeah, and that's why I feel like this whole the trade deadline it gets too much attention. Like, it's like, oh, it's the be all and end all, and if nothing happens, it means this, right? When it's I don't think it's necessarily the case.
No, but if your teams right now, like, say, the Orioles and the Yankees, like Seattle's rolling right now, Philly, Atlanta, or you see what they look like in a month or two, and Dodgers, like, if you're a team that has invested and it kind of had an all in offseason, maybe not Seattle, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think you got to keep going. You know, I think you got to go out there and maybe pick up a rental. That's going to hurt a little bit, you know. But when you're a team like the Red Sox that are young and building, and maybe their year is next year, the year and year after, things like that, I don't think you're in all-in mode. Like, not this one. Like, this offseason, you build the team to get into all-in mode at the deadline. You know, that's really ready to win it. This team should, you know, could be a playoff team, but they deserve some help. It's just a question of what level.
Are you happy for Al Horford, Lou?
I am. I am. His beautiful eyes. I'm ecstatic for him. No, he's fantastic. You know, I mean, listen, the team role player that he's in right now, not even that, he's playing a lot, so I am happy for him.
Very good.
And his sister.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I didn't see her on the duck boat.
Oh, no. Was there.
Oh, you did, huh?
Oh, we got people in the Twitch that are screaming that we're making too much fun of it and that you need people to fill out the boats. And why complain the guys from 08 were on there holding up trophies and
Christian,
stuff?
Christian, how many parades is your sister on the boat with you?
Never.
Well, it's weird.
Never.
Why not?
I just don't. It is weird. Like, if you're going to the parade, you're going to see the player.
La Familia.
It is like, it's sometimes it's hard to tell.
It's not La Familia. It's like your wife and your kid.
That's it.
That's it.
Period. And for Christian, it was kid.
I don't even see Al Horford's dad.
Tito. Where's Tito? He's not.
I don't even see him over there. White's dad.
They probably got him on one of the duck boats or buses or something where you don't know who the people are that are on there. But
they can all enjoy it. It's no big deal. Good for her. Good for him and everything else. But when you do it, you got to expect some people are going to be like, that's weird. You just got to expect it.
What's the schedule this weekend here?
I'm chilling this weekend. We got a little playoff youth baseball, and then I'm rocking and rolling Toronto, San Diego on the radio. TV is like, I'm about five, I don't know, I got like a 4 or 5 week break on TV, but I do a lot of radio in between.
All right, there we go. All right, buddy, have a great weekend. Thank you, Lou. We appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
You too, boys. Have a great weekend.
There we go. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.